Welcome to Robert F. Kennedy Stadium in Washington, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Washington Senators. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Jim Landis. Batting second. The second baseman, Nellie Fox. Batting third. The left fielder, Charlie Maxwell. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Floyd Robinson. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Deacon Jones. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Al Smith. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Luis Aparicio. Batting eighth. The catcher, J.C. Martin. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Joe Horlan. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Joe Horlan. For the Washington Senators. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, John Kennedy. Batting second. The second baseman, Ron Stillwell. Batting third. The right fielder, Chuck Hinton. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Bud Zipfel. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Joe Hicks. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Don Locke. Batting seventh. The catcher, Bob Schmidt. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Ed Brinkman. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dave Stenhouse. Pitching for the Washington Senators, Dave Stenhouse. And now, play ball. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis strikes out. One out. Nellie Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a fly ball into right field. Hinton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Locke. Maxwell reaches second base with a double. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a fly ball into center field. Hicks settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. John Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy strikes out. One out. Ron Stillwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stillwell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton takes first base on ball four. Bud Zipfel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zipfel hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Senators nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Deacon Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is called out on strikes. One out. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Stillwell fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Aparicio. The throw from Schmidt and he is safe. Aparicio steals second. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin hits a ball on the ground towards first. Zipfel scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Martin for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Joe Hicks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hicks hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Horlan fields it and throws to first for the out. one out. Don Locke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Locke hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Schmidt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schmidt takes first base on ball four. Ed Brinkman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brinkman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Senators nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Joe Horlan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horlan is called out on strikes. One out. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 0 for 1 in the game. Landis hits a fly ball into right field. Hinton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 1 in the game. Fox takes first base on ball 4. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Maxwell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Fox moves to third. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 1 in the game. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Zipfel scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Robinson for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Dave Stenhouse is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stenhouse hits a ball on the ground towards first. Jones scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Stenhouse for the out. One out. John Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0 for 1 in the game. Kennedy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ron Stillwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stillwell is 0 for 1 in the game. Stillwell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Smith fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Senators nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Deacon Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Jones hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Stenhouse fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0 for 1 in the game. Smith hits a fly ball into right field. Hinton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0 for 1 in the game. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Stenhouse fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Hinton hits a fly ball into center field. Landis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bud Zipfel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zipfel is 0 for 1 in the game. Zipfel strikes out. Two outs. Joe Hicks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hicks is 0 for 1 in the game. Hicks strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Senators nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0 for 1 in the game. Martin hits a fly ball into center field. Hicks settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Horlan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horlan is 0 for 1 in the game. Horlan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brinkman fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 0 for 2 in the game. Landis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brinkman fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Don Locke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Locke is 0 for 1 in the game. Locke hits a fly ball into center field. Landis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Schmidt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schmidt is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Schmidt hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ed Brinkman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brinkman is 0 for 1 in the game. Brinkman strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Senators nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Nellie Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Fox takes first base on ball 4. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Fox. The throw from Schmidt and he is out, Kennedy applying the tag. One out. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. Maxwell takes first base on ball 4. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 2 in the game. Robinson hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 2-0, White Sox. Deacon Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Jones hits a ball on the ground towards first. Zipfel scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Jones for the out. Two outs. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0 for 2 in the game. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Stillwell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6. With the score, the White Sox 2, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Danny O'Connell pinch hits for Dave Stenhouse. Danny O'Connell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Connell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. John Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0 for 2 in the game. Kennedy is called out on strikes. One out. Ron Stillwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stillwell is 0 for 2 in the game. Stillwell hits a fly ball into right field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Hinton hits a fly ball into left field. Maxwell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Senators nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Benny Daniels now pitching. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0 for 2 in the game. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kennedy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0 for 2 in the game. Martin hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Brinkman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Horlan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horlan is 0 for 2 in the game. Horlan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Stillwell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Bud Zipfel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zipfel is 0 for 2 in the game. Zipfel hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Horlan fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Hicks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hicks is 0 for 2 in the game. Hicks is called out on strikes. Two outs. Don Locke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Locke is 0 for 2 in the game. Locke hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Horlan fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Senators nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 0 for 3 in the game. Landis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kennedy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kennedy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Maxwell strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Bob Schmidt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schmidt is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Schmidt hits a ball on the ground towards third. Smith fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim King pinch hits for Ed Brinkman. Jim King is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. King hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Chuck Cottier pinch runs for Jim King. Ken Retzer pinch hits for Benny Daniels. Ken Retzer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Retzer hits a fly ball into right field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Shave pinch hits for John Kennedy. Johnny Shave is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shave hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Senators nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Johnny Shave now playing third base. Chuck Cottier now playing second base. Pete Burnside now pitching. Ron Stillwell now playing shortstop. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Zipfel juggles the ball. That's an error on Zipfel. Deacon Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Jones bunts towards third. Shave fields it and throws to first for the out. Robinson moves to second. One out. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0 for 3 in the game. Smith strikes out. Two outs. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0 for 3 in the game. Aparicio takes first base on ball 4. Schirmlaller pinch hits for J.C. Martin. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Sammy Esposito now playing third base. Sherm Lawler now catching. Mike Hershberger now playing right field. Floyd Robinson now playing left field. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Hinton hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bud Zipfel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zipfel is 0 for 3 in the game. Zipfel hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 2, and Washington Senators, 0. Goodbye from Robert F. Kennedy Stadium in Washington.